Walt Disney World Memories Podcast, memory number 63, Mission Space. Today's memory is made possible by the recurring supporters. These are listeners like you that are helping to ensure that we can continue to produce high-quality family entertainment as we've been doing since 2006. As a thank you for their generosity, these supporters receive gifts from me like ad-free and early access to episodes. If you would like to find out how to join the recurring supporters for as little as $1 a month, visit our website at www.memories.net/support. You can now become a supporter directly through Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Patreon, as well as many other ways. I hope you can agree that the work we have put into the show is worth it and would consider a small support donation. Again, to find out how you can help, go to www.memories.net/support.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Welcome to Memory 63 of the WDW Memories Podcast. My name is Lou, and I'll once again be your host as we take this journey into another Walt Disney World memory. Okay, so it's official. I'm heading to Orlando in June. Yes, it's for a convention at the Orange County Convention Center, but I can't travel that far and not see the parks. So I will figure out a way to make it there, even if it is for just a day or just an evening. Maybe I'll even plan time to do a meetup or with any of you who might be there at the same time. But no official plans yet, so stay tuned, and if you have any suggestions, feel free to let me know. Anyways, this really is nothing to do with today's memory. Today, we're going to relive one of those polarizing attractions, Mission Space. I say polarizing because I know people love to hate this attraction, mostly because of what it replaced, Horizons. I think Dan said it best in a tweet when he said, "No, that took over for the best attraction in WDW." I agree with Dan, but I won't go so far as to protest Mission Space. It's a pretty good ride in its own right. I loved Horizons, don't get me wrong, but I sadly am coming to grips with the understanding that things must evolve to keep from getting stale at the parks. I just wish it wasn't this attraction that was destroyed. That said, at least Mission Space isn't so bad. I love the background music as you approach the attraction, the feeling of the G-forces as you take off, and the feeling of weightlessness as you leave Earth's atmosphere. Originally, the request came in from Scott back in 2010 for this attraction and Test Track, which we did back in Memory 50. I later got a similar email from Cameron just simply requesting it. As always, though, I wanted to hear from more of you, so again, I tossed it out on Twitter, Facebook, and Google+, and I got some great responses. You already heard what Dan had to say on Twitter. And Frederick responded on Facebook by saying, after riding in 2003, Mission Space is the first WDW ride which made me say, never again. I was glad then when they came up with the green and orange versions because now I can enjoy the ride without the hangover afterwards. And finally, Julie responded with a great story, which if you can go to Facebook and read the whole thing, it's so worth it. I'll just summarize it by saying she loved it and her parents weren't such big fans. However, you should really listen to the suggestions, though. It's a face forwards at all times. My brother almost found out the hard way also, Julie. So now on to the memory. It's 2007 and we're at Epcot with Tracy's parents for Flower and Garden Festival. Right. We've wrapped up our day at Epcot and are going to head to the Magic Kingdom shortly for some fun there. Okay. But before we leave, we wanted to ride Mission Space one time. Tracy and her mom opt not to ride since Tracy's pregnant, and so her dad and I take the orange team cards and we get in line. We'll join this memory just as the party is splitting up and going our separate ways and we're entering the queue area. And we'll stick with it right through the attraction as we exit the attraction into the advanced training labs and meet back up with Tracy and her mom. Now sit back, relax, close your eyes, and come with me as we take our mission to Mars. It's go time.
Can't read it from here. You all can go. There's some stuff inside that you can do. In the meantime, there's some free games and things like that that you can do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I can't
do you think she would be able to do green or not? Why? She's pregnant.
Oh, we shouldn't get
right at all. Okay. They don't let you on. Okay. Advanced training lab, just straight through there. Spin it. This is what you ride in. I mean, if you want to see what it's going to do, it closes. The orange one, they spin it.
Yeah.
The green one, they just rock it.
Oh, yeah.
Soarin' or not, it sounded like we were just going to go ahead on out unless people want to go back to Soarin' specifically, if we want to head over to the Magic Kingdom and catch a few rides before they close.
Soarin' is cool, there's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
Welcome to the International Space Training Center. We're here today to train for the greatest adventure in the history of mankind, the exploration of deep space. I know you're probably feeling a little bit nervous right now, but don't worry. Every astronaut has felt that way at one time or another, even the heroes who went to the moon. But there is one thing that they have that you don't have. Training. Right now, at NASA and ISTC facilities around the world, future astronauts are learning how to live and work in space. But you're here today for flight training, the most thrilling experience that any astronaut candidate will ever have. Before you decide if it's right for you, let me introduce you to your spacecraft. The X-2 Deep Space Shuttle. It's powered by solid hydrogen and can accelerate from 0 to 6,000 in 60 seconds. So when you hear the words, go for launch, you'll definitely want to hang out. Now, you've already been organized into teams, and soon each of you will be assigned a position. Navigator, pilot, commander, or engineer. And the success of your mission will depend on all of you working together as a team. I'll be your captain, and in a few minutes I'll give all of you specific assignments. But first, our flight director has some safety instructions for you. Lieutenant?
Remember the team number you're standing on. When the doors in front of you open, you will be directed to a flight station with that number on it. When you get there, please stand on the circles. During your Orange Team more intense training mission, you will be enclosed inside X-2 flight trainers that produce deep space flying conditions, such as turbulence and G-forces. Those who are prone to motion sickness or made uncomfortable by enclosed dark spaces, simulators, or spinning should bypass this experience.
As you can see, astronaut flight training isn't like anything you've ever experienced before. It is intense. And if you would like to opt out, you can sign up for mission control training in the advanced training lab. Just ask any member of the ISTC crew for directions. As for the rest of you, report for your pre-flight briefing. It's go time.
Okay. Welcome, trainees. How's everyone doing today? Outstanding. Are you guys? You're riding, right? Okay. I'm gonna have team 5 follow me, followed by 4, 3, 2, and then 1.
Team 5. Rows 6 and 5. Rows 7 and 4. Rows 8 and 3.
Spaces, simulators, or spinning, you may exit the flight training area now. Ask a uniformed crew member for directions.
Congratulations, team. You've been selected to train for an elite mission, the first mission to Mars. Robotic teams have already established your landing site here at the North Polar Cap. Your mission is to get to that site. Your flight path to Mars will take you around the moon for a lunar gravity assist. But even with that slingshot assist, your trip will take 3 months, so we'll have to put you into hypersleep. Hypersleep activated. Don't worry, it'll only seem like a second or two to you. I'll give you a wake-up call when you get to Mars.
T-minus 3 minutes and counting.
Okay, now listen up. Here are your assignments. Navigator, you'll fire the thrusters for lunar orbit insertion and for descent to the surface of Mars. Pilot, on my signal, I'll need you to trigger the second stage rocket and also deploy the shields. Commander, you'll be responsible for first stage separation and activating manual control for landing. Engineer, when it's bedtime, you'll activate hypersleep. You'll also extend the wings for landing. Don't worry. When it's time to push the buttons, they'll light up, and then I'll give you the go. One last thing. In the event of an emergency landing, there are control sticks at every crew position. Okay, Lieutenant. Any final instructions for the new kids?
When the flight bay doors open, follow the markings on the floor to your capsule. Then move all the way across, taking your crew positions in the cockpit, and stow all personal items in the compartment in front of you. Then reach up and pull down your restraint. Now listen carefully. Leaning forward, closing your eyes, or looking left or right during your flight could disorient you. So keep your head back against the headrest, keep your eyes open at all times, and focus straight ahead, even if you start to feel disoriented. They're all yours, Capcom.
Well, I guess that's everything. Good luck, Mars team. You are on the clock.
Attention, trainees. Follow the markings on the floor to your X2 trainer and begin boarding now.
Closing. If needed, space sickness bags are located on the instrument panel.
No, they're not.
Pilot, the X2 is an excellent ship. All you have to do is fire the second stage and deploy the shield. Surgeon, how are we doing?
Commander's pulse rate is a little high.
Commander, everything's A-OK. Just concentrate on your assignment, first stage depth, and manual control. Engineer. Just a reminder, you'll activate hypersleep and extend the wings. Good luck, team. All of us here at Mission Control are proud to be a part of this historic liftoff of the first mission to Mars.
Mission Control, this is the fire drill. mental emotions.
A little bit. That's what Tracy was saying. That the one couple points, her eyes wobble a little bit. Mine do too. How you feeling? Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
What's wrong with you? Sorry.
Unfortunately, I think we were at like the furthest end from anything, so we gotta walk like clear around all of the bays. Do you have your water bottles? Do you want to refill them? Go ahead.
This attraction is such a thrill ride. I really don't suggest it for everyone. So maybe this very less intense version you just got to experience will allow those who haven't ever ridden to experience this amazing attraction. Thank you, Scott and Cameron, for your requests, and Dan and Frederick and Julie for your comments. As always, if you'd like to make a request or leave me some feedback, stop by the WDW Memories website at wdw-memories.net. There you'll find out how to contact me, leave feedback on this show, connect with me on Google+, Facebook, and Twitter, view my photos on Flickr and videos on YouTube. And don't forget, you can always reach me on the voicemail line at 336-WDW-MEM-0 and leave your request or feedback that way. If you like this show and want to help others find it, a review on iTunes will help move us up the search results list, or maybe mention us in a tweet on Facebook, on Google+, on Pinterest, or whatever your social media of choice is to help get the word out about the show. Finally, if you'd like to help support this podcast in some small way, you can click the donate button where you'll be redirected to PayPal. There you can make a one-time donation or recurring donation of any amount you like. And don't forget to check out the affiliate links on the website for other great information that also helps support out the show. So thanks again for listening, and join me again in 2 weeks as we relive another Walt Disney World memory. Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was our show. Pray tell, what did you think of it?